It's time to fire up that 16-millimeter projector.
It was available on VHS at one time.
The Nick DiGilio Show presents your international man of movie mystery.
I tell you, I'm a magnet. Nick, I don't know. It's just a video craze.
I'm assuming that maybe you should do the Howard Stern Show at some point.
Tuckman. Jeff Tuckman.
Yeah, that's right. Jeff Tuckman. We're so glad that Jeff was away for a little while, but Jeff is back for his monthly visits. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
I'm good, man. You're a Cub fan, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is special, man. This is a very special, special time.
It really is. I mean, I was telling friends, you know, especially after, you know, game one, game two, and they couldn't, I said, just relax.
Yeah.
I said they got the... What they really did, Epstein did a great job. I mean, the coup was obviously getting Madden.
Yeah.
But the team had great character.
Oh, yeah. And it was – everybody was – you know, after the Dodgers, you know, went up 2-1, everybody was like, oh, it's over. Oh, it's over. Oh. Apparently everybody turned into Dr. Smith from Lost in Space. Oh, it's over. Oh. But anyway, you know, you had to talk some people off the ledge. I had a lot of people who were like, oh, man, it's over. Stick a fork in them. You know, I'm like, shut up, man. And they've now come back, and they're in the driver's seat.
Right. It reminded me what the team looked tired right before the All-Star break. Remember that?
Oh, they had a terrible stretch All-Star break, yeah.
And that's what – but they came back.
Second half was unbelievable. But that 3-week period, late June into July, was terrible. It was really terrible.
But you remember they were playing – game after game, day after day. Yeah. So
well, it's a special time. And in addition to me wishing that Ronnie were still around, I also wish Roy was around. Roy was a huge, huge Cub fan, big Cub fan, and he'd be thrilled too. So, but we're gonna have some fun this weekend at Wrigley. Okay. So Jeff Tuckman is here again. If you have any questions about Blu-rays, DVDs, tech questions, if you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, call us right now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for any and all questions for Jeff. We'll answer as much as we can. And we've got something really special to give away in honor of Halloween. Jeff, tell everybody what we're giving away because this is insane, in my opinion. I love it.
Well, I'm going to let Nick tell you because he's so excited about it. I was too. It's basically a Dracula collection.
Yeah.
It's called the Legacy Series.
The Dracula Complete Legacy Collection from Universal. All six films from the original Legacy from 1931 through 1948 and included... Dracula, Dracula's Daughter, Son of Dracula, House of Frankenstein, House of Dracula, and, of course, Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. Now, there's a ton of bonus features, too, which are amazing. You've got the Road to Dracula documentary. You've got a documentary about Lugosi, the Dark Prince, Dracula Archives, Philip Score's alternate, Philip Glass's alternate score to Dracula, Universal Horror documentary, a bunch of commentaries, Abbott and Costello Meet the Monsters, production photograph, trailers, all kinds of great stuff, and the 1931 Spanish version of Dracula is included in this package. This is awesome. This is really, really awesome. So we're going to throw out some trivia questions throughout the evening here or morning here to give these away. We have three to give away. Three, the ultimate complete legacy collection of Dracula. 6 movies and 7 including the Spanish version of Dracula and hours of extras. And a beautiful package, too. I'm holding it in my hand right now, and they did a beautiful job. Universal always does a great job with their when they package movies together, like the I think last year we gave away the Universal Monsters package.
Yeah, and I mean what they know what they have is solid gold.
Yeah,
it's almost like Disney. Disney knows that every new generation will rediscover the Disney classics.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know when you look at these and with all the extras, Nick, if you know Dracula and Frankenstein and the Mummy, with all the extras, you can relive it all over again.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I've been watching these movies since I was 3, and you know I've got that Universal Monster package at home, and there's so many great extras on it, stuff I've never seen before. It's great. So this is the Dracula Complete Legacy Collection. So, Jeff, why don't we throw out our first trivia question before we take a break? And you can call the contest line, okay? 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000. First person through with the correct answer to this question will win.
Bela Lugosi will always be, for me especially, the one and only Dracula. In 1994, Bela Lugosi was brought back to the big screen in a terrific movie. Tell us the name of the movie and who was the actor who played Bela Lugosi and what Academy Award did he win for his role?
There you go. 312-591-7000. That's the contest line. First person through with the correct answer. In 1994, a great movie came out. It featured Bela Lugosi. What actor played Bela Lugosi? And what was the name of the movie? And which Academy Award did he win for that role? 312-591-7000. That's the contest line. We'll take a little break. We'll come back and answer your questions and talk more with Jeff Tuchman.
I am Dracula.
Oh, it's really good to see you. I don't know what happened to the driver and my luggage and... Well, and with all this, I thought I was in the wrong place.
I bid you welcome. Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
Oh, boy. That just makes me happy. yes. There's the theme from Dracula, and of course, Bela Lugosi. We're giving away some an amazing package here. We got three of them to give away. It's Dracula, the Complete Legacy Collection. Dracula, Dracula's Daughter, Son of Dracula, House of Frankenstein, House of Dracula, Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, Hours of Extras, and the Spanish version of Dracula. And as Jeff Tuchman is with us, and we have someone on the line, but we'll repeat the question so that we can get a winner here for our first giveaway.
Bela Lugosi will always be the one and only Dracula. In 1994, Bela Lugosi was brought back to the big screen in a terrific movie. Tell us the name of the movie, who was the actor who played Bela Lugosi, and what Academy Award did he win for his role?
Peter, you're in. What's the answer?
The movie was Ed Wood.
Okay.
The actor was Martin Landau, and he won for Best Supporting Actor.
That's right, and he also won the Golden Globes and the Screen Actors.
Yeah, he won everything that year and deserved it, too. He was great in that movie. Peter, congratulations. Are you a Dracula fan?
Yeah, quite enjoy the Universal stuff.
The Universal stuff. Yeah, and this is a really beautiful package, Peter. You're gonna love it. So hang on, okay?
All right, sounds
okay,
good.
And thanks for listening. I appreciate it. That movie, Ed Wood, great. Pull the strings. Pull the strings. I love that movie. Okay, we have to break here for news, and Jeff, hang out. And 312-981-7200. Our phone lines are open. If you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, call us up or text us. If you have a question about a DVD, when something's going to be released, now's the time to call in. 312-981-7200. We got the news next and more with Jeff after that.
Cases have been recorded in which the victims, driven by some abnormal urge, actually believed that the blood of other people was necessary to keep them alive, became psychopathic killers in order to obtain it. These beliefs probably upset their metabolisms, induced fixations, lustful appetites. Because the whole thing is of a highly speculative nature, particularly the supernatural aspect.
You doubt the supernatural?
I find it difficult to believe that a human being can change himself into a bat, or that by feeding upon the blood of the living, he can attain eternal life. But what has this discussion to do with us, Baron Latos?
Perhaps a great deal, Doctor. Shall we proceed?
Yeah. Oh, man, it brings back so many memories. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Halloween time, and we are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And Jeff Tuckman is here. And if you have any questions that you want to text or call in regarding DVDs or Blu-rays, tech questions, you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, we'll help you out. Phone lines and text lines are now open. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That was a scene and the theme from House of Dracula, which is part of the collection that we have that we're giving away this morning. We have two more copies of the Dracula Complete Legacy Collection, six films from the original Legacy Universal, 1931 to 1948. It also includes the 1931 Spanish version of Dracula. House of Dracula, which was another one of those like Universal all-star monster movies, because you got the Wolfman in there, you got Wolfman, you got Dracula, you got Frankenstein's monster all in there. And that scene, of course, John Carradine played Dracula in House of Dracula, and Lon Chaney Jr. was in there, and you heard Onslow Stevens as the doctor, and that was Glenn Strange played the Frankenstein monster in House of Dracula, a terrific movie and part of the collection. And Jeff, welcome back.
Great to be here, Nick.
Okay, we have a couple of questions here. David asks, Nick, you always talk about a scary movie that doesn't have a lot of gore. It's an older movie, but one that not many people know about. Every time you mention it, I'm driving in a car and I have no way of writing it down. Well, that's kind of vague, David. there are a lot of really good horror movies that don't have a lot of gore in them. I would need more detail, David. So if you want to text back with a little more detail, like if I've talked about it, what's the plot? Because there are tons of really good horror movies that don't have gore. So you might want to be – I mean, I can give you a few – well, the thing we're giving away this morning.
Right.
These are all great horror movies, no gore whatsoever, you know?
Well, that was a key, Nick, to a lot of the Universal classics, and that's why they're so timeless.
Yeah.
Because where Friday the 13th, for example, which was very big at the box office,
mm-hmm.
you had a lot of gore.
Tons of it.
And that's what Universal knew, that they could constantly, you know, rework their classics. That was their whole
right.
point of it.
And they, you know, and the thing about the Universal movies is that, you know, obviously the time that they were made, gore wasn't,
right.
you know, a thing. But there's also the fact that they use mood to tell the story, and it's just about the atmosphere that makes everything really creepy, and the performances, and, you know, it's a lot of fun to watch Lon Chaney Jr. transform into the Wolfman. That's always one of my favorite things. But yeah, but there are a ton of, David, there are a ton of movies out there that don't have any gore in them. If you could be more specific, I can tell you about it. Okay, and Russ says, could you ask Jeff what people can do with old VHS tapes that they need to get rid of?
Well, there's a variety. First of all, you can transfer the VHS to DVD, and there's very good equipment you can get yourself if you want to do it. People do it, you know, all the time, and it looks very good. You can obviously use eBay. And you're able to, you know, sell them. There's a lot of people who still collect VHS.
Yeah.
They're hard to find.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to believe, but there are a ton of people out there who still have their VCRs and still have a big collection.
Right. And there are a lot of people who have combo players.
Right.
Yeah. For years, I had combo players.
Right.
You know, where you have a DVD and the VHS. You know, yes, folks, there was a system called VHS tapes at one time. And, yes, there were beta tapes at one time. And, yes, there were CEDs and there were laser discs.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how, you know, doing this for 30-something years, I've seen so many, you know, variations here.
And you can also – now, you said that you've donated a lot of your VHS to, like, libraries and to other places as well.
Yeah, libraries. I used to go around to children's hospitals. And, you know, there's always the room where parents can come spend time with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed some did not have – a really great collection. They didn't have Disney. They were missing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And I've donated to hospitals and libraries. And it's something you can do rather than just, you know, toss them away. You know?
Right, right. Yeah, don't toss them away. Take them someplace, even if you're going to take them to the Salvation Army or something. Just, you know.
By the way, that's a good point. Goodwill actually has, if you go to your local Goodwill stores, they've got a lot of VHS tapes in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, let's throw out our next trivia question. By the way, we will also find out what's coming up We'll get a preview of what's coming up in the world of DVDs and Blu-ray with Jeff. And again, we have phone lines open for your questions. If you have a tech question, a DVD question, wondering when something's coming out on DVD, or you can't think of the title of a movie and it's driving you crazy, it's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Okay, our next trivia question, we're giving away Dracula, the complete legacy collection, an amazing, beautiful package from Universal. What's our next question, Jeff?
Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff, believe it or not, made 8 films together.
Mm-hmm.
Give us the name of 5 of them.
Okay. Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff made 8 films together. You got to name 5. If you can name 5 of the 8 films that Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff made, you will get this incredible Dracula collection. Call the contest line with your answer if you're the first one through. It's 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000. Call the contest line. When you can call up and name 5 of the 8 Bela Lugosi, Boris Karloff co-starred movies. Okay. And let's see. 815 area code says, I would love your opinions on the best or your favorite Universal movies for each of the monsters, the Dracula, Frankenstein, Wolfman, and the Mummy. So which one, what about you, Jeff?
Well, the original on each one is still my favorite. Although, you know, I know that a lot of people, including yourself, feel the Spanish version of Dracula is as good or not. Maybe
a
little better.
It's really amazing. If you've never seen it, folks, the 1931 Spanish version of Dracula, it's great. It's just really creepy, and it's different. It tells the same story, but it's completely different in tone and style to what Todd Browning did with the American version. For me, it's the original Dracula,
yes.
You know, I got to go Bride of Frankenstein over Frankenstein. I think Bride of Frankenstein is a better film. I mean, I love Frankenstein. Don't get me wrong. Frankenstein is an amazing movie, but I got to go with Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah, I mean, it's I agree with you as far as Bride of Frankenstein being great. It's just that the original classics, you know, brings me back to when I first saw it.
Yeah.
And that's embedded in my brain.
Yeah. I saw all of these creature features on Channel 9. That's how I saw all of these films. Every one of the Universal horror movies I saw sitting in front of the TV on a Saturday night watching creature features on Channel 9.
Yeah. In fact, Nick, when I first started, you know, getting into film, obviously I had no money to buy any films, so I would go and get the 8mm.
Oh yeah, Castle Films,
which gave you previews. Yes, you know, trailers, which were great.
Yeah,
but also clips from.
Yeah, it would be about 6 minutes, six or seven minutes from the movie.
Yeah, you would get the horror collection.
We had all those. The Castle Films, we had all of them. We had Super 8, and we would watch them constantly. As far as the Wolfman goes, the original Wolfman is the best. As far as the Mummy goes, the original Mummy is the best. Now, a lot of the movies, you know, a lot of the characters and the monsters went on to star in a lot of movies, one of which is one of my favorites, and that is part of this collection. It's Abbott Costello Meet Frankenstein, which is such a great movie and so funny, and all the classic monsters are in it. You know, and Bela Lugosi plays Dracula in it. He had left for a little while, but he came back to play Dracula in that movie. And it was really funny. A couple of months ago, we had the Flashback Horror Convention, as you know, Jeff.
Yes.
And Rich Coz Fenguli came and did a live version of his show at Flashback Convention in front of a big crowd. And he did bits live and stuff, and they showed Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. And I hadn't seen it in a really long time. It's been a bunch of years since I saw it. And it was just so great to watch, and it's part of the collection here too. But that's a fun one too, and it's got all the classic monsters in it, all under one roof. So I also have a soft spot in my heart for Frankenstein versus the Wolfman. Frankenstein meets the Wolfman. For some reason, I have a very we had the Castle Super 8 of that one. We used to watch it all the time. So, but there's all of them are great. You really can't go wrong. But I would say all the originals. And for me, Bride of Frankenstein. Those are my favorites.
And Creatures from the Black Lagoon.
Creature from the Black Lagoon, unbelievable. Actually, Rich Sfenguli just showed Return of the Creature last week.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that, and Dan, that's the one that he showed in 3D back in 1984.
The infamous 3D.
The infamous 3D, yeah, because I didn't want to ask him when we had him on the air. He said Return of the Creature was on. I didn't want to say, are you going to show it in 3D? So people are still mad about that. It was 1984, and people are still mad. We got a winner? All right, here's Ed. Ed on WGN. Ed, you name five of the eight Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff movies.
Okay, The Body Snatcher, Son of Frankenstein, Black Friday, The Black Cat, and The Raven.
That's right.
And absolutely then, right.
Then he got The Invisible Ray, The Gift of Gab, and You'll Find Out.
That's right. By the way, Svengoolie keeps popping up, as would be, considering the topic this morning. He just showed Black Friday. Is that this week? Or was it last? No, it was last week. It was last week because it's on my DVR. Because the Cubs have been invading my TV time, so Rich has been on my DVR. Ed, congratulations! You a Universal horror fan?
Oh, sure. I love Bela Lugosi and
yeah.
The whole thing. I even like Dracula's dog, Zoltan.
Oh, Dracula's dog. I'm glad you brought that one up. All right. So you got the Dracula Complete Legacy Collection. It's a 6-disc set. It's beautiful. Ed, hang on, okay?
Thanks so much, guys.
There you go. All right, there's Ed. He's our winner. All right, Jeff, let's take a break. We'll come back, and we've got one more. Actually, you know what? Let's throw out the trivia question before we break here, because when we come back, we'll talk about what's coming up, what's being released on DVD and Blu-ray and all that cool stuff. So you know what? Let's wait till we come back. We'll get the trivia question out there when we come back. All right. More with Jeff Tuckman coming up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number.
Dracula can change himself at will into a vampire bat, flying about the countryside. Flying.
Listen, you're making enough noise to wake up the dead.
I don't have to wake him up. He's up. I saw a hand.
You saw a head?
Uh-huh.
Where?
Right over there.
Let me see it.
Right over there.
Where is it?
I saw a hand there.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're all excited reading this legend. Now listen. Listen, Wilbur. I know there's no such a person as Dracula. You know there's no such a person as Dracula.
But does Dracula know it?
Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. Yeah, that's such a great movie. So funny. And it's part of the Dracula Complete Legacy Collection that we're giving away. We got one more copy to give away. So, Jeff, it's Nick DiGilio, by the way, and Jeff Tuckman is with us. And we're going to find out what's coming up on DVD and Blu-ray as well. So, Jeff, let's throw out our final trivia question to give away the Dracula Complete Legacy Collection.
Bela Lugosi played Dracula on Broadway. Yes, Nick, that's where...
Mm-hmm, yep.
Director Todd Browning wanted to make a movie of the play, which he ended up, obviously. Can you tell us the name of the actor that Browning wanted for the starring role of Dracula?
Okay. All right. Who did he want for the star of Dracula? 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000. All right. Okay. Let's go to Paxton on WGN. Hey, Paxton.
Yeah. Hi, Nick. How you doing?
All right.
Nick, I've got a movie that's been spooked my grandson for years until he got older. It's about 10 or 15 years old. It's like a movie within a movie. A guy and his girlfriend are sitting and watching a horror movie in a theater, and there's this rabbit sitting next to him. And my grandson, I mean, he saw that.
I already got it. Paxton, I already got the name.
You do?
Yeah. It's called Donnie Darko.
Oh.
Yeah. It's Frank the Bunny who's sitting in the movie theater with them. They're watching, by the way, they're watching Evil Dead. They're watching the original Evil Dead.
Oh, very cool.
It's
wow,
Donnie.
I mean,
it's,
that has spooked him until this day.
Yeah, oh, no. That's a creepy movie, man. And it's a good movie. Jake Gyllenhaal. It's available on DVD. It's available on Blu-ray. Now, there's a director's cut, Paxton, but don't get the director's cut.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it's too long and there's too much stuff going on in it. You just get the regular version of Donnie Darko, but that's the movie with the creepy guy in the rabbit suit. Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for that.
Absolutely. Of course.
Bye.
All right. Thanks, Paxton. You like Donnie Darko, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, it's such a good movie. Let's see. is the Hugh Jackman version of Van Helsing available? Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Sure. Yeah, that's available on DVD. I think it's even available on Blu-ray. Let's see. 312 says, would like to know the estimated arrival time of Suspiria on Blu-ray. I heard it's in the hands of Synapse. That's correct. I don't know what the date is. We'll have to look that one up. But, man, the fact that Suspiria is not on Blu-ray is ridiculous.
What a great movie.
Oh, my God. I still maintain it's one of the greatest horror movies ever made. One of the scariest movies of all time. And it would look magnificent on Blu-ray. The way that movie is shot, Suspiria is one of the most beautifully shot movies of all time.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a, you know, he's very tough on his movies.
Yeah, Argento, yeah.
And that may be... Because
why?
I've got releases through January.
And nothing.
And nothing on that.
Yeah. Okay. We'll keep our eyes peeled. One of my favorites. Okay. Repeat the trivia question, and then we'll see we've got a winner here.
Bela Lugosi played Dracula on Broadway. Director Todd Browning, who Nick referred to before,
yeah,
wanted to make a movie of the play, which obviously he did. Can you tell us the name of the actor that Browning wanted for the role of Dracula?
And Martin has called in. Martin, you got the answer?
Yes, it was Lon Chaney Sr.
That's right. And because what happened is from the time that Browning saw it on Broadway, unfortunately, Lon Chaney died during the process.
Yep.
They were getting all ready because Lon Chaney was signed to another studio. But Browning had arranged that he was, I think it was MGM, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And being lent out. I mean, Chaney would have been great because think about the movies that Lon Chaney Sr. had been in.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was an amazing guy. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. Martin, you won. Hang on, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
There you go. And that was our last copy of Dracula, the Complete Legacy Collection. All right, Jeff, what's coming up? We got a couple of minutes here.
Well, this week we have a couple of really good releases that are going to do very well on DVD. Independence Day Resurgence is out this week. I know, but you know what? It looks good.
Okay.
And the Blu-ray, I mean, if nothing else, it looks good.
All right.
Also this week, Cafe, I knew that when I said, oh, my God, I have to say it because it's a big hit. Cafe Society is available this
week.
Woody
Allen's new movie?
Yes.
Yep.
The Johnny Depp and Alice Through the Looking Glass, I thought was a very good movie. Mm-hmm. That's out this week. A neat series called Bates Motel, and I know you know that.
Yeah, Bates Motel is good.
Season 4 is out.
God, I can't believe that's been on for 4 seasons already.
It is.
Wow.
The Munsters were always one of my favorite shows. And the Munsters made some movies.
They did.
And there's a 3-pack out this week. Munster Go Home, The Munsters Revenge, and The Munsters Family Portrait.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool, and it's like it lists like $10.
Yeah.
I mean, for Munsters fans, that's
Munster Go Home is awesome. I've seen that movie like 800 times.
Yeah, it really is.
It's great.
And I want to mention some titles coming out, Nick. In November 1st, you got Star Trek Beyond. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Moms is available the same week. The following week, the Sausage Party, which I know has
was a pretty funny movie, man. I went in with kind of low expectations because I've kind of reached my ceiling with Seth Rogen and his boys, but I thought that movie was very funny.
That was funny.
Yeah.
And then the following week, one that I'm looking forward to a lot, I know that you liked it also, The Beatles, Ron Howard's 8 Days a Week.
Terrific movie.
Comes out on the 15th.
It's a terrific movie. One of the, I think, maybe the best movie Ron Howard's ever made,
and
actually. His best movie since Night Shift.
I think it's excellent.
Yeah, it's terrific.
But I think it'll be overshadowed that week a little bit.
Why?
Because Finding Dory.
Oh, boy.
And that is going to be
advertised
like crazy.
Yeah.
Also, Better Call Saul, which is a series I really like. Games of Thrones, complete 6th season is out.
Jeez.
And that has, I mean, you know how big that following is.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah. And the last thing is the, I know I mentioned it last time I was here, but the Motown 25, they have a box set that is phenomenal.
Oh, okay. So a newer box set of the Motown.
It's a 6-disc.
Wow.
That has everything, rehearsal footage, songs you never heard before, on the show. Absolutely great. It is available right now. It's called Motown 25, Yesterday, Today, and Forever. It is the new box set. Absolutely great.
Awesome. All right, Jeff, if people have a question, what's your email address?
What is it now?
It's Your Media Man.
Your Media Man at AT&T.net.
There it is. Your Media Man at AT&T.net. Jeff, always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you next month.
Looking forward to it.
All right, cool.